My name is Daryl Carosella. I live at 9002 Monmouth, which is directly across from the pickleball courts. When we bought the house in 2008, at that time there was a school across the street, so we knew what we were buying. We were buying a house with a school across the street. When we started this summer, the pickleball courts, as far as I'm concerned, got totally out of hand. The noise is constant. My door is right across from the courts. You can hear times three courts, and usually there are two more temporary courts. It goes from 8 o'clock in the morning until sundown at night, and there is 60 to 70 people at a time cheering, at times cursing. And it has totally disrupted my life. I mean, I love my house in Margate. We spent hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars for the house. We pay a ton of money in taxes. And we were not even informed by anybody that this was going to happen. Nobody, we were not given the courtesy of saying that this is what we plan. What do you think? I know it's municipal property, but it's also right across the street from my front door. My bedroom is in the front of the house. My family room is in front of the house. And it is a nightmare. I can't even sit on my deck outside because you hear it's a hardwood racket and a wiffle ball, and the noise is just ridiculous. A couple of weeks ago, they had a tournament, and then there was even more people there. And they had food. And it was a big party. But I don't understand why we had to have that across the street from our very expensive houses. You said you were thinking of putting a mini golf course. Why couldn't you put the pickleball courts where the tennis courts are? Somewhere around there. In fact, my husband rode his bike over there. They're like empty. I don't understand how this came to be. Maybe you can explain it to me. My next problem with the pickleball courts is the parking. If I take my car and leave at any point, I can't get a place to park. It is annoying as hell. I'm going to be really honest. So I know that they're there. I know that I don't have a right to park in front of my house, even though I think I do. And my time is up.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to ask the recreation director to look into this and see if there's any way we can get you any relief at all. Okay.